Well, I said it's thick.
If something is not fake, if it's real, what do we call it?
I said it's the real thing.
It's the real thing, all right. Would you ever use the word genuine? Genuine?
Yeah, use that too.
And that really means the real Macaulay.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you know, you buy flour and sugar and stuff in little packages nowadays, but years ago they didn't have it that way. Yeah. How did they sell it then?
Well, if you did, if you had a dime gold, wanted a dime worth, why you get a dime worth? They had it loose. Mm-hmm. Had sacks over. Uh-huh. Big sacks.
Then that would be like in bulk, wouldn't it?
And if you wanted a dime worth of sugar, you got a dime worth of sugar.
And it was bigger than a dime's worth now, didn't
you? You sure know. Yes, sir.
Now, what do you call the sweet stuff that you make out of the juice of fruit, you know, and sugar, and you boil it and boil it and boil it? What do you call it? You put it on bread.
Juicy fruit.
You know, like you talked about with your peanut butter a little while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what is the white stuff and the black stuff that sits on the table that you put on your food? Sprinkle on.
Well, black pepper.
All right, and what's the white?
Well, salt.
That's it. Yeah. All right, if I said to you, here are some apples and you wanted one, what would you say? What would you use to ask?
I said I want one of these apples.
That's right, okay. If I said, Matt, now this is something else, it's talking about boys now. Mm-hmm. If I said, there's some boys over there, and you said to me, these boys, I'd say, no. Which ones? If I didn't mean these right here, but I meant the ones over there, what would I say?
Down the road?
Yeah. Or those over there? Or them? Or
them across the road?
Yeah. Okay. If I was doing something and you could tell I was doing it all wrong and you wanted to show me how to do it, what would you say to me?
I would say, well, let me show you how to do this. You ain't going by it right.
Do it which way?
I said, let's do it this way.
And you'd probably be right.
That's right.
Okay. If you were eating a cherry, what would you call the little hard thing in the middle of it?
I'd call it a seed.
But how about peach?
Well, it's got a seed too.
That's the same thing, just bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, there are two kinds of peaches. There's the kind that when you cut them, they come apart real easy. And then there's the other kind that hang on to that seed. Now, what's the difference?
I would call that a plum peach.
Which one? Now, the one that comes apart? The one that hangs on?
That's right.
All right. And then what do you call the kind that just falls apart?
I would call that, the way we would call it, we call them apple or peach.
Mm-hmm. And they're good, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. But what do you call the middle of an apple?
Well,
what's left when you've eaten an apple? What do you call that?
The heart.
Okay. Now, tell me what you call the nuts that grow around here that grow underground. And you know, that you just crack right open. How about peanuts?
Peanuts.
You like peanuts?
Yeah. Right. Beat them up.
Okay, now there are other kinds of nuts. There are pecans. And what else would grow around here?
Well, and hickory nuts, they go here.